Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of app development, specifically how to build a fully functional app with the help of an AI assistant, Claude 3.7.
Wow, that sounds incredible. So no coding experience required, I'm intrigued. What kind of app are we talking about?
An affirmation app. Apparently anyone can build this, even if they've never written a line of code. The video walks us through using Claude to generate everything, from the initial setup to a live working application. Pretty wild.
Hold on. So Claude does all the coding? What do you actually do?
Well, you mostly follow instructions. It's like paint by numbers, but for app development. You give Claude prompts, it spits out code, you copy and paste it into your editor, rinse and repeat.
Interesting. Sounds almost too easy. What about bugs? Those are inevitable, right?
The video mentions that. Apparently, if you run into errors, you just feed the error message back to Claude, and it helps you fix it. It's like having a coding tutor on demand.
Okay, color me skeptical, but I'm listening. So walk me through the process. Where do you even begin?
First, you set up your development environment. Node.js, VS Code, create a project folder, the usual suspects. Then, Claude guides you through installing packages, setting up configuration files, creating the database models, you name it. It even sets up Tailwind CSS for styling.
Tailwind? Nice. So it handles the front end and back end.
Yep, everything. It generates the user interface files, the index, login, registration pages, a dashboard, even payment success and cancellation pages.
Payment pages, so this app is monetized?
Indeed. They integrate Stripe for payments. Seems like they even set up a scheduled job to reset daily affirmation limits, presumably for a freemium model.
Clever. But where do the affirmations actually come from?
Ah, the secret sauce. They use the ChatGPT API to generate those. So you need to grab an API key and plug it into your environment variables.
I see. So you do need a little bit of external setup beyond Claude.
Yeah, but it sounds minimal. Just getting the API keys, mostly. Once that's done, you fire up the server with npm start, and boom, your app is live.
Wow. That's surprisingly streamlined. Almost too good to be true. I'm definitely going to have to try this myself.
Me too. I'm curious to see if it lives up to the hype. Well, folks, that's all for today's episode. Join us next time for more exciting tech deep dives. This is Nutty, signing off. Goodbye.
Goodbye.